Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Ascension Soul Wisdom with your host, Reverend James Ellis. Clairvoyant Reverend James Ellis is an ordained minister specializing in holistic living and is a spiritual intuitive counselor. He helps in providing assistance in soul purpose activations for individuals that are seeking soul growth. His practice offers comprehensive healing expansion from the 144th dimension of reality for soul ascension. His intuitive guidance is tailored to meet the needs of each individual.
Hey, 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 it's Reverend James, and it's another Free Reading Monday. I welcome everybody in the caller queue and in the chat room. I did have a difficult time getting the chat room up. I had a little computer problems this morning, but everything's going great. I want to start the show a little bit different than I normally do. Last week on the show, someone called in, and I said to them, you know, try to be Jesus. And so based on that, I just wanted to read what I wrote. I wrote a song, and I want to share it with you because I really feel this is the essence of being a spiritual person. This is the essence of what you should be trying to manifest in your life. And so this is how it goes. It goes, "Do you see me? I am Jesus. I am God's child too. I am love for every person in a world quite askew. I am Jesus. I am love. I am the light of compassion. I'm the love that you need. I am forgiveness. I am hope. I am born of God's seed." That's all of us. We're all born of God's seed. And we all should be the light of compassion. And we should all be the forgiveness and the hope that people need. Then it goes on to it says, "I am peace. I am hope. I am God's holy light. I'm all that is good. I'm all that is right. I am Jesus. I am love. I am the love that you share with your family, neighbors, and friends. I am the food that feeds the starving children. I am love. I am Jesus. I offer you a miracle." And this is really an important part of the message. "I offer you a miracle, the wisdom to set you free. See my scars? They are not illusions. They are how I chose my life to be. But when I turn to the Father, and I'm as perfect can be." And the reason why that is because we all have chosen our scars. We all are scarred. We are all human. But when God looks onto you, he only sees your perfection. He's made only one of you. Of course, you're going to struggle and do things different than everybody else. There's only one of you. There's no one that's exactly like you that thinks that, oh, this should be exactly like my neighbor's doing it. We're all individuals. And so then it ends, and the song ends, and it says, "I am the life-giving water of compassion and love, and I'm in all that ever is or ever was. I'm in you. You are in me, and love is the key. Be Jesus." And so when I say, so when on our spiritual ascension path, what we're trying to do is we are trying to be love. That's all we have to do. We just have to be compassionate. We have to be hope. We have to be forgiving. We have to be kind. It's really, really important because of the Mandela effect that each of us as light workers stop being afraid. Start being what you're supposed to be. When you know that God loves you, there is no fear. When you know that God made you, you know that there's only one of you, that you must be special. There must be something special about you. There must be an energy or a vibration that's really important. And even if it's just the vibration of, "I'm going to be good today," that helps. That helps in the Mandela effect or the 100-monkey effect, where once we reach a pivotal point, and this is, we've already reached it, we're in ascension, we're beyond the middle of ascension, But we still need to be light, because now we're in on the other side of ascension, where the darkness is fighting to capture us again, or where the darkness is trying to bring us back down and out of our vibration that we have worked so hard to get into. I think it's really important whenever you think, you know, I am Jesus, I am love, I actually believe I can heal like Jesus did. It says in the Bible that you can do that. It says that you'll do more than Jesus. All that Jesus did was he brought the consciousness of the Christ to earth, and that was awakening us up to love. So because of that, if you're new to the show and you haven't been on the show before, my guide is a key. He's from 12th Dimensional Lyra. I know it was a long beginning, but I wanted to make sure that you might have a different path to choose. I want you to be Jesus. I want you to be love. I want you to be hope. I want you to be forgiving. I want you to be kind. I want you to be merciless, or merciful, not merciless. what we're going to do now is Key's going to come in, and he's going to help us with our heart chakra. He wants you to place your hands in the center of your chest, which is your heart chakra. We all have soul contracts. We all have purpose. We're all individuals. Your mission is different than mine. Even if it's just the variation of one thing, it's different. It's your own, your uniqueness. That's why you were created. Your vibration is slightly different than my vibration. And he's wanting you to open your heart up to the light vibration of the divine. And it's going to probably feel like it's coming through your crown chakra, because it's coming down as a platinum or white beam. Shono omanekete ene o onekete ene etete tenua. O hokate de o anamasehe e ano o konesehe etete ene wahawa. And as we open our heart chakra, we just need to fill it now with love. We want to bring in the Christ consciousness or the Christ light. Be Jesus right now. Open your heart in love. Be the most loving person you can be. Last week, we released what didn't serve us. This week, let's bring in what does serve us. Let's bring in the energy of Christ into our heart chakra. Shakona meketeta etete no ma o alea. And he's saying, we're releasing fear. We're releasing anything that doesn't vibrate with love. Love is truth. There is no fear in love. And now let's open up to our vibration of our soul purpose. Because we're all individuals, we all have a soul purpose. Shone ketetene no mo ase ya ase weya. O ketene etete kona ale e shesho kumana ese wa iwea. Ona re te 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 ro ala kore ea anese ho ewa. Ene ketete de de anamo ase. He's wanting you to take a big breath in through your nose, out through your mouth. And we're just releasing stumbling blocks or things that might prevent us from recognizing what our soul purpose is. Shokona meketeire ene mo kana atete wa wisewa. Ete tete ne wa mo kone se a ashichete ne wa na ketetea. Amen, amen, amen. Okay, one more breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. Okay, one more. We'll do one more. And you should feel very calm right now, and you should have the stillness of love in your heart, and you should be open to the vibration of your soul messages. To me, when I connect to my soul messages, it almost goes to the back of my neck. It doesn't go right to the pineal gland. It goes to where the well of dreams is, which is a little bit lower than the pineal gland, but towards the back of your neck. And in that opening is where that God source energy light, that platinum light, connects to your soul, because your soul purpose is through your well of dreams. It's in your truth. It's something you already have and own. Okay, I'm going to go right on to the callers, because I do have a bunch of callers, a full caller queue. Okay, so I'm going to start with 111. 111, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Oh, thank you very much for taking my call, Melissa, and Colorado. And I did the, I'm going to be practicing that. And I feel a difference. That was very beautiful sermon.
Good. Good, because we are beautiful people. Thank you for saying that. So how can I help you today?
Yes, thank you. I have a question for you. So I have a situation where I am trying to get a job, but I have two pets. I can't live in my home because one is big, one is small. I don't know if I get a night job or to comment. I'm afraid if I leave it here, I might have. I think you understand what I'm trying to. How do I go about, like, can I have an idea? Can I have something where I can look for a night job? I can have them probably. I think you understand.
Okay. Yes, I do. So what I'm getting is that Archangel Michael will help you find what you need to do to connect to the employment. What I would try to do is I would try to go into meditation. I would try to bring in angels. I would bring angels of employment, angels of financial stability, angels of creating a home life, and I would send all those angels out after you've brought them into your meditation to find you employment that is in your best and highest interest. And I do feel like employment's coming forward for you. I feel like Archangel Michael's, he's kind of saying that it's already resolved, that they found something, but when I look at it, it's not this week, so I don't know how they say it's already resolved, but it actually looks like it may be closer to the middle or the end of next week is what it looks like for me, that there's an opportunity. I think the opportunity is coming before that. But you'll be knowing that, you know, oh, this was the opportunity, or like you'll look back and say, oh, this was the opportunity, and you'll have moved on it, but you won't think that it is the opportunity. Do you get that?
Yes.
You're going to be just a little confused is what I feel like, but know that every opportunity that comes forward, if you're asking for it to be in your best and highest interest and you're asking it to come in with ease and grace, is the opportunity that you want to move forward on, even though it may not appear to be the perfect what you're looking for, because there's something that's coming forward that may not look perfect, but is going to fit right into your mold or fit right into how you want things to look. Because I feel like you're really actually in a good place. You're like protected or cradled, cradled or held. By Archangel Michael. He's like there, and that's why it's kind of hard to say why you don't have the job today. But give yourself like 9 days, 8 to 9 days for something to manifest for, because I feel like it's coming forward for you. It feels bright, and it feels a little confusing at the beginning, but when I look at it, it goes brighter, brighter. So it is a good opportunity. So apply for stuff that might be fringe, on the fringe of what you think is what you want. Do you get that?
Oh, yes. I'm thinking. Interesting. You're right on that.
Okay. Good. Good. Because I feel like it's, I think there is something, it's not what you were, you know, we all have these mindsets, and that doesn't allow us. It stops us. So allow it to be anything. You know, when you go into your meditation, allow it. Go into meditation with the intent, I'm going to go into meditation, I'm going to become still, and I would like to hear how I should move forward in my best and highest interest. And I open to any opportunity that's in my best and highest interest, even though it wouldn't normally fit in the skew or the scheme of what I think it should be. Because I think you're limiting yourself a little bit. It has to be a night job. It has to be, you know, stop picking and start being expansive on the possibilities. You know, you're supported. You're really protected by Archangel Michael. He's one of the strongest archangels. So call on him, and I think something's coming forward for you very quickly. Okay, I hope that helps.
Yes, thank you very much, Eli. Thank you.
Okay, yeah, bye-bye. And now I'm going to go on to 646. Okay, 646, you're on the air. Who's this, and where are you calling from? Okay, I don't hear anything. 646, you're on the air. Who's this, and where are you calling
Somehow
from?
Somehow my hands-free isn't working. It's Selena.
Oh, hey.
Can you hear me now? Oh, good.
I can
I'm
hear
in
you
Palm
now.
Harbor, Florida. All right, and you can just tell me whatever coming up.
Okay, Helena, what's coming up for her? Okay, let's see. They're saying you can trust yourself. You know, you're getting guidance, and it's been important that you listen to it. And you're moving forward. I'm trying to think. So are you there in Florida for fun, or are you working?
I came to visit my aunt. It was her birthday. Yeah, no work yet.
Okay. Okay, I feel like there's work coming forward for you that's something that you've been trying to attract.
Oh, good.
Yes, you're trying to – that's coming forward now. And it's going to – I also get a new partnership, too. Is that a relationship? No.
Oh, business relationship.
I think it's business, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I think it's a new partnership in business. And again, look at Archangel Michael's out here right now, too, for you. He just came forward. I'm trying to listen to what he's... I think he has a message for you. Not bad. I think he's just saying, don't worry. We're supporting you. It's really an interesting time because this is really powerful manifestation time. The new moon's here. The energy's here for having our dreams come true, really having our dreams come true. So it seems like your energy is mostly in the business or you're that's what I'm feeling like your energy's thrown at. And that might be why you're moving that way, mostly. When I look at the relationship thing, I still feel like it's secondary, and I still feel like it's there, and I feel like it's holding on, and I feel like there's a part of you that, there's a thread of you that's holding on, and there's a thread of another person connected. Is it coming forward? It doesn't feel right now. It doesn't feel like it, but it feels like maybe more towards November now that something's clearing up in November for you with relationship. So not that you stop thinking about relationship till November. I want you to be open to it all the time. You know, I want you to keep going on the path that you're going and choosing and everything. I don't want you just to shift. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay. Don't hold out. Don't be like, oh, I got to wait till November now. That's not true. That just is telling you that there's energy. You might be able to pull like the 11-11 portal energy forward right now. And that's relationship energy. That's the duality energy, or the 11-11 is two, one and one. You know, one, two singles, one number. To, you know, it's a joint thing. So maybe that's what they're saying about 11-11 energy is pull it forward so that it can be in your present. Because that is that energy coming forward. You get
okay.
That?
Yeah, I do. I do. It's just, it's a little daunting because it's like.
I know. But I think you play, not that you play, I think you. Fade in and out on things, and
not
you know,
on
like
my
the,
desire for that.
Not on it's the tension. I think it is.
There's lots of tension, but not my heart and my desire. That's really there.
Yeah. No, I get that, but there's that elementing factor that it's like that's blocking you.
Yeah.
Of the tension or of fear.
Yeah.
actually. It might be actually be fear, too. It's both.
There's fear, too. There's...
Okay.
I can't deny that.
Okay. So then, at the beginning of the show, I know it was long, that thing about I am Jesus, but if you could just start taking energy into yourself like that, and, you know, and just start making it, if you could circulate that energy in you, you know, I am love, I am, you know, that's the
yeah.
big thing, is the creating what I am available now for a relationship. Have you said that out loud like that? Have you claimed it?
No, I've kind of personalized it more, you know, accepting that person and open to that
right.
person. And yeah,
right.
I've done it that
right.
way, but not, yeah.
Try starting with claiming it, the creator. I am allowing a relationship. I am moving forward toward what's in my best and highest interest. Claim it with the I am, because that's your strongest creation manifestation. And pull that, I think you should pull the 11 energy towards you, because I think it is available, but it's weak. It's weaker than it will be more towards November. And plus there's other energy coming before that too. But it can be that strong for you, because that's you're looking for that relationship love. So that's
yeah.
how you're going to pull it in. Okay?
Does it have to do with the other person's energy too?
Of course it does. Of course
yeah.
it does. Because
yeah.
that's the hardest part about when you look at relationships. When I look at that person's energy, it's a little bit sad, because there's
it's
trauma
sad
or
in
discord.
What? Yeah.
It's like trauma and discord. It actually feels like trauma is going on over there. And not that they were in an accident, but that there's, I don't know,
yeah.
when you have trauma, you can't think straight. It's like, I feel like there's
yeah.
a confusion. He did get a head hit, but he didn't actually get a head hit. You know, I don't know how to explain
yeah.
that.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying.
Or maybe somebody needs
just
to hit him in the head.
That too.
Yeah.
You know,
sorry.
I kind of agree with you sometimes, but I was wondering something. If you have time to answer this, you don't just say so, and I respect that.
Okay. Yeah.
My aunt's 96, and I had thought about moving here, but then I think if I move down here, what the hell's going to happen with this relationship? And my heart just sort of goes like in two.
I don't get that you should that you're moving down there.
Okay.
Just expect the best for you, Helena, is what I want you to do. I just feel like you don't trust that the best is for you. That's what, start just being Jesus. Just say, I am Jesus. Just start doing that. And that,
right.
even though you don't know what that means, it means everything. It means that you're love. It means that you're allowing peace. It means you're allowing hope. It means you're allowing light. It means that you're allowing compassion. It may mean that you're helping people. You know, it has so many variables in its beauty. So, and I think sometimes you just get off track and you forget. You know, you get caught in your little niches and then you forget. Just try to mantra it. You know,
okay.
try to use it like as a mantra and see. And the other thing for everybody that's listening, you know, like with neuro-linguistic programming, everything takes 28 days to program yourself to be something
yeah.
different. So, you know, don't do it for like a day and say, oh, I didn't feel anything or nothing's changed. Try it for a month. You know, try to give yourself 28 days of being Jesus. And all that means is just be who you are, but be love first, you know,
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
Even if you see discord, be love first, you know, don't let the discord come in first and then think, oh, now I got to be love. Be love, have the discord come in and say, okay, I can, this is just an element of experience, and don't value it, and then you can move through it a lot quicker. Okay? You get that?
All right. I do. Thank you so much for everything.
Yeah.
All right.
I hope
be
that
well.
Helps.
Okay.
Yeah,
it does.
Good. Okay. I am trying to. Okay. This number is just four numbers. I don't even know how this is a phone number, but this is 6062. 6062, you're on the air. Who's this and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Hi, can I just get your first name and where you're calling from?
I have a request for the refugee girls of Eritrea.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means.
Girls often miss 4 to 5 days a month of school because they don't have the proper materials to handle their monthly cycle.
Okay.
These 175 girls need feminine hygiene products.
I'm sure most schools have those products in the bathroom.
Girls don't have the proper equipment.
Okay. I'm really unsure why you're calling my show. Is there a question that you have for me?
If someone can help me do that for them, I would love to hear from them.
Okay. Do you want to put your name and phone number out for people to contact you or an email address?
Please contact me at robin.quivers@siriusxm.com.
There you go. You're on air. And if somebody's out there, I will witness that you're looking to get that kind of help.
They'll be able to go to school every day.
Yeah. Thank you for calling. And hopefully hopefully you'll get a response and you'll be able to do something that makes you feel like you've moved forward. That's how it usually works. You've vocalized it and you put it into the oneness as a reality. I think most people, and I've had a daughter, so I've gone through, the preteen ages and up. And I think most of the supplies are supplied at school, but not always. I'm not sure.
Not necessarily.
No, I agree. But I don't know every school. So, there's probably some way that you can do that as an activist and get some program going forward to help.
Yeah.
So we honor you and your mission, and I hope that anybody that's listening will help support you.
Well, thank you.
Okay, do you want to do your number one more time so that they can? Okay.
Please contact me at robin.quivers@siriusxm.com.
At siriusxm.com. Okay, that's about 31 minutes into the show. So anybody that's trying to go back and listen for the address or the email, could you please, you can find it right about 31 minutes. Okay?
Well,
thank
I'm
you
honored.
For calling.
Thank you.
Okay, yeah, bye-bye. Okay, so I'm going to go right on to 845.
Hello, how are you?
Hi, Lucy. I can recognize Lucy's voice.
Yeah.
No.
How you doing?
How are you? I'm doing great, Lucy. How can I help you today?
Okay. I would like to just give me a general reading what you pick up, what's new or what is coming. Please.
This is what I hear for Lucy. Love is in the air.
You always
hear
that. Oh,
Lucy.
My God.
So focus, focus, focus. Remember communicating. I'm getting the. What am I getting? You have to commute. Yeah, love. If you're wanting love, Lucy, now's the time for you. It's opened up right now. I want you to communicate clearly what you're wanting in a relationship so that you can move forward into it. Do you understand that?
Yep. And then communicate with who?
Communicate. I think you should write it down on a piece of paper because I feel like you need to somehow communicate it to everyone that you talk to. You want a relationship, you're looking for somebody who is, going to be faithful, will honor you as a goddess, you know, however you want to say it. And start to claim it. I am searching for my relationship that's going to honor me. Or I am open to the possibilities of having a new relationship come forward. I am choosing to fall in love again one more time in this lifetime. As you make those and claim those statements, they're going to manifest.
Okay. And Aki is not saying anything about promotion or moving out to other place or going for a vacation, nothing like that, just love?
No, he says all kinds of stuff. But the thing is that I feel like you're right at the precipice of a new change. So just open up to all those things changing, all of what you just said. There is possibility for vacation. There is possibility for growth. Right now is a huge manifestation time. I feel like you're spiritually transforming yourself. Is that true?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know. Yeah. I know. So I want you to be happy. Yeah, it is always, believe it or not, whether we see it or not.
Okay. Yeah, and always open to good transformation. Yeah, thank you so much. Blessings.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
You have a good one. Thank you for
calling.
Thank
you.
Bye-bye. I'm going to go on to 203. They're not answering. It's not them. It's not connecting for some reason. 206.
Hello. Hi.
Oh, hi.
Hi. I'm so glad I reached you. I have been trying to figure out this puzzle. I don't know what's wrong with me physically. I've been to dentists and GI doctors and internists and blood tests, and I have all these weird things going on, and I cannot figure out what's going on or where I can get help.
Okay. What's your first name and where are you calling from?
Pat in Connecticut.
Okay, Pat. So you're having a lot of all over, not able to trace what's going on energy. Is that what you're saying?
I have things from the right side of my face gets really, really, really hot, to at times feeling like I had the flu, to a sore throat, to achy joints, to feeling so, so tired. It changes.
Okay. Well, we're all experiencing that. So let me just tell you that people that are on the ascension path have what's called energy that's moving through them. And we're releasing energy for not just for us, but for other people at the same time. So when you release energy, like you forgive somebody who you hated and you release that energy, that releases it and helps other people who are trying to release hateful energy. So when a person has so many symptoms like you're having, I almost 90% am sure that it's energetic energy. And the way that you start to define your energy, like you said, on the right side of your face. So is it, you said you were having problems with your teeth. Is it your upper teeth or your lower teeth?
It's not teeth. I went to the dentist and he said, that's not it. Go see someone else. All the doctors are saying, that's not it. It's not it. It's not the medication.
Right.
It's not.
So, but what the pain is telling you is the right side of the face. So, and it might have felt, lots of times if it's dental, you can define it even further. Like your upper bridge on the right side of your teeth on your right side of your face, it's usually the father or male energy or a masculine energy in your personality. So if you're having problems or energy from the right side of your face, then that's male energy that you need to release. So if you're holding energy for a man, a father, a brother, a a cousin, whatever it is, somebody who you divorce, whatever, that energy is not released. And so what it comes in as a flow, and it comes in and it hurts because it's not energy that you want. It doesn't serve you. So the way to get rid of it is to place your hands on it and to send love to it and say, I release this for myself and for everyone else who is having experiences with male energy that no longer serves them. And that will release it. Anytime you're healing, the one thing that you can do, it's the most powerful program out there, is called A Course in Miracles. And what it does is it teaches you how to heal your own energy. It teaches you, and it heal. And people that have taken the course have healed cancer, have healed tumors, have healed millions of things that they say that aren't able to be healed, myself included. And I do energy healing, so I... The way that you heal yourself is when you realize that that energy no longer serves you. So the reason why your body tells you you need to heal is because you need to be listening, and you're not listening. So it says, okay, you're not listening, so now you're going to have a backache. I told you to slow down. You're not slowing down. You're still ramming forward. You're still doing your agenda. You're still trying to control. And what happens is that they slow you down. They make you have a backache and you can't move. They paralyze you. There's so many variable reasons why you have illness, but when you get to the point where the illness no longer serves you, you release it. You can release it. A doctor never cures you. He can give you prescriptions and he can tell you all kinds of things, but he doesn't cure you. What cures you is you believing that your body is meant to heal itself. It is. It's 100% meant to heal yourself. Cut yourself and you'll see. It heals itself. It's a program to do that. It's when you no longer believe that your body can heal itself, or when you're telling yourself that, you know, I have all this pain and it's something's wrong, I can't figure it out. You don't need to know what it is. What you need to do is realize, okay, they're giving me pain. Why? This is the experience. I'm having pain, and pain is real. I've had pain, too. I was in a car accident 2 years ago, and I believe once you've healed yourself, you don't need to re-heal yourself. It's based on your faith. If you think you're completely healed, you'll be completely healed. I worked on somebody who had blind eye issues, and I healed her eyes, but she said, oh, it did work, but she thought she could only go back to her previous prescription. But in reality, I felt like she would never need a prescription. But in her mind, she could only go back to the next prescription, her previous prescription. So she felt like she got healing. It depends on the person choosing the truth.
Right.
And the truth is that if it no longer serves you, you can release it. And you can clear it out of yourself. The hardest thing to do is send love, is to remember when you're hurting, to send love to, you place both your hands, no matter where it is. If it's on your back and you can't touch it with both of your hands, send it through your stomach. Send love through your stomach to the vertebrae in your back, or to your leg, or to your ankle. And I'm 99% sure that most of your energy, that's what's happening, is it's getting stuck in your physical instead of releasing it. Most of the time what we do is we release during the night and we don't go through all of this. But we're releasing all the time now. So you just have to really just pay attention. What are they trying to tell you? If it's so that you can't walk, they're trying to say that you shouldn't be going somewhere or you shouldn't be doing something that you're doing. Do you understand that?
I do. I do. And I tend to want to say, well, I went through so much stuff and now I'm moved and things are settled down and I'm trying to be positive and therefore I shouldn't be having these issues. But then I thought, well, I must still be trying to control things and still be close to things, even though I'm expecting things to finally relax and get smoother. I can be incorrect about that.
I feel like your path isn't crazy, actually. I just feel like you're getting useless or not necessary energy. And lots of times when I feel like people are doing it, I feel like they're living a little bit in the past. So are you bringing
yes.
the past forward?
Yes. Yes, you're right. In a new way, I am finally waking up at 65 years of age, having gone through hell in my life, and now I have serious, serious regret in my heart for things that could have been that haven't manifested because I've been my whole life simply just trying to keep myself together. So yes, you're right. It's a new, very, very poignant sadness.
Yes. Okay, so cancel that because look at opportunity happens at any age. What you've done is you're telling yourself a non-truth. Opportunity for things can happen at any age. People fall in love in 90 in the nursing home and finally get the person that they were meant to be with the rest of their life. People hit the lottery and they're rich the next day. You know, we're only as closed as we make ourselves. So I understand that too. I've worked on music for 25 years. I've written 3 books of music. You would think that I would have made a lot of money in music, and I haven't. But I haven't chased money for music either, you know. And now at this age, I think, you know, I finally have time to really, you know, chase stuff. And, but do I want that? Now I'm in a different place. Now I just, I'm acceptant of, okay, I don't want to live in the past. I want to see what they're bringing me now. What do they have for me to do now? And so what's happened is I've moved into a whole nother development level in 5D that I'm working on. I'm in a program that I'm now, like in 12 days, I've been doing this, you know, trying to work through a program to make my vibration different. And like I told everybody before on the NPL or the neuro-linguistic programming, it takes 28 days. So I'm like 10 days into raising my vibration to this new vibration. But I still have 18 more days to go. And I have to tell you, it's just as difficult for me to do it as anybody else. It's hard for me to put an extra hour in a day to try to raise my vibration and not do anything else. You know, but I'm telling you, in 10 days, I've already had a revelation of it's really important for people to hear good things for more than one time a day. I noticed that we don't hear good things enough. We just don't. And the programming that I'm trying to do, and I hope to make a CD for people is or a audio file so that you can hear good news for an hour. Believe it or not, there is stuff about you that is worthy of hearing every day, that you're a child of God, that you're worthy of God's love, that you are a manifestation in singularity of perfection. You're perfect in your creation because there's only one of you. There's no other one, so you have to be the right model. There's no variation on how you should be different. You may not be like anybody else because you're not supposed to be. You're supposed to be you. And do you get it?
I do. And my dog is lying here, and he gets it even better than I do. He already knows all this stuff.
Yeah, I believe that too. So just open up to all the possibilities because I feel like there is a parade, and they're using the word parade. And so I don't know what that actually means. A parade to me is a show in front of people. So something's going to transpire where you're going to feel like part of the parade.
Okay.
Or
wow.
Maybe
thank
the
you.
Head of the parade. Or maybe the head of the parade. I don't know. It depends where you want to be. But start thinking on that way because I see you on not a float, but in a parade. I guess I don't know if it's, you know, I can't tell. It's too vague to see if you're the head or all of that. It takes too much time. Okay, so do you understand what I was trying to tell you?
Very much. In fact, when okay. I saw that you were online, I thought, oh, good, I hope I can reach him because doctors are not going to give me the answer. I need someone like you to talk to. So I'm so glad that you picked up. I appreciate it.
I do private healings, too, especially with people that have that kind of energy in them. Not
okay.
that I'm trying to promote myself. You can go to other people. If you want some references or something, you can send me an email and I can, have some
I'll
people
look,
who give you references or whatever.
I'll look you up. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay. Yeah,
bless,
have
bless.
A good one.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's hard. Yeah, you're bye. It's, and just for everybody, sometimes it's hard to do stuff yourself. Like it's the hardest clearing to do ever is on yourself. But it absolutely is possible. And with healing, it's only through yourself. I mean, I can clear out energy so that you can have immediate relief. But it all comes to you. Are you going to continue the healing? Do you move forward in faith? You know, it all comes forward to how you respond to it. But I actually have done lots of energetic healing that is, you know, people would consider it miraculous. But, okay, I'm going to go right on to the next caller, which I think is 206. You're on there? Hello? Did I do the same person? 206, you're on the air. Can you hear me? Okay, I'm going to go on to the next person then. We're going to go on to...
Hello. Yeah, I'm here.
212.
Yeah, hi. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. Who's this and where are you calling from? Can I get your first name?
Yeah, this is Frank. I'm at a loading dock here in Newark, New Jersey. I got a work order here for a truckload of feminine hygiene products. It's to be delivered to you.
To be delivered to me.
I'm sorry, speak up a little. What? Yeah, you're supposed to be getting an order. A lady called and said deliver them to you. Hold on, Bob.
Okay. Well, what you can do is she actually left her email address and it needs to be delivered to her because I don't know how to distribute them. So...
Well, it's got your name on it of your radio show. Do you have a loading dock or a freight elevator there where you are?
No. So I guess what you could do is you could bring it to the nearest health center, to a homeless woman's center. You can bring it to anywhere if it's paid for. Let them have it.
Oh, bring those tampons in there, Bob.
Yeah.
They're already loaded them in.
Okay. So that's really unusual. I guess somebody's pranking my show. And I think that woman thought it would be funny, but I don't. So I don't appreciate it. I'm going to go back to 206. Are you there, 206? 206.